Yehuda Malmsteen.
I was told that when Rav Dessler's Kohen Avrocha came to Eretz Yisrael, came to Panovich to be Mashkiach, and he gave a shmuz, he was very heavily criticized. What was he criticized for? He was criticized for the fact that the style of his Musa Shmuz is very different from that of the Litvishim Mashkichim. Instead of quoting Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, Alton Kellum, Rabbi Yeruchim, he was more likely to quote the Maral, to speak about the about something from Netanya, from Nachman Breslov, or from Reb Tzodok. And he was asked, can you change? So he said, it says that a black person can't change his skin. Black person can't become white. You can't change? Leopard doesn't change his spots, but a black person can't change his skin. So he says, I can't change my mahalach, the way I think, the way I express my ideas. He says, well, at least could you say it says it in the Sforim. Don't say the name, just say it says it in the Sforim. So he says he thinks it's Gnevis Das. He doesn't want to say it says it in the Sforim. He wants to say Shavu Shem Omroi. I think in this week's parasha, we see a lot about the capacity of change in the most remarkable way. Eliezer Eved Avrom is unable to be the mechutn of Avrom Avinu. Why not? Ein Orem is Dabit B'boruch. You are as you are. It's your family, it's where you come from, it's your background. You are the way you are. You're affected by your parents and your grandparents and your great-grandparents. And Eliezer is from Canaan, and it says, Oro Canaan, Canaan is cursed. And it says, Ein Oro Mizdabek B'boruch. But Chazal tell us what happened afterwards. After he carried out this shlichus, he was Nisapach, he became a Boruch, became somebody blessed instead of somebody being cursed. I thought it's a very big chizuk to us about the subject of change. That no one should believe change is impossible. You can't possibly change. And perhaps that's a pshat in why the Rebbeinu Shlom says to Avrom Avinu, "Amechasani me'Avrom ashani oisa." Says about Avrom, how could I possibly conceal from Avrom Avinu my plan? I've got a plan to destroy Sodom. I've got to share this with Avrom. Why? Kiyadativ l'manashi etzavetz bonus beis achar. I think in that kiyadativ lies the secret. You can know who a person is by what their aspirations are for their children. You know a person's real value by what he wants his children to be. Not necessarily what he wants children to do, but what he wants them to be. That's his own genuine value. And the reason is because the norm is that a person loves his children as much as himself or even more than himself. And therefore he would like his children to be what he wants to really be. So if the Rebbeinu Shlom says about Avraham Avinu, ki yedatev l'man sheyotzav etzbon es beis ha'achrov, he's saying that Avraham Avinu's real desire is to do Rotzon Hashem. And he's passing that value on to his children. What's the purpose of revealing to him the plan of destroying Sodom? And the answer might be because Avraham Avinu should pass on to his children the message, you can always change. The message, you can always have hope. The message that in the darkest of nights, there's still a potential for a dawn. There's still a possibility. Ulai ve'efsha. So Avraham Avinu, he knows there's a gzeira, and he still pleads and pushes and cajoles and persuades. Maybe they're 50 tzaddikim, maybe 40, maybe. Because we're meant to, and this is kiyadat mashi tzavas b'es achrof, learn the lesson of change. And apparently the Mekubalim say that you're meant to, it's very good to say sheish schirois every morning after davening. I've done say sheish schirois. And I thought if you look at the sheish schirois, you see all of them carry this same message. Each one of them carries the same theme. Which theme? The first sheish schirois is, L'man tizkes yoyim tzeis chmeretz Mitzrayim kalim echeyecho. Remember you got out of Mitzrayim. In other words, remember that you can get away from the grip of the Yetzer Hara. You can get out of a matzah which seems entirely hopeless. No eved ever escaped from Mitzrayim, not even one eved. And now there'll be a whole ummah getting out? It's impossible. It happened. So we have to believe in change. To believe in change in ourselves as well. To believe in our capacity to become better than we are at the moment. And the next one of the Sheish Shechiris is Shechiris Ma'amid Har Sinai. Klal Yisrael, like all other human beings on earth, were tainted and contaminated by Chet Eitz Hadas. The Nochosh has put a Zuma into the human being, and that's a fact. You can't escape it, can't get away from it. Oh yes, you can. Ma'amid Har Sinai, what happened? Poskazur Mosom. Poskazur Mosom means the Zuma, the dirt, the filth, the contamination, the poison that the Nochosh put into a human being was now removed. The Am Yisrael reached Madrega at Har Sinai in which they were no longer damaged by Chet Eitz Hadas. They said Nasev Nishma. They were no longer damaged by Chet Eitz Hadas. Poskazur Mosom, so you can change. The next one is Chiras Ma'isa Molik to tell us that either godless can be removed as well. The Am Yisrael leave Mitzrayim and they have Hispailus and the whole world is in this spoil from the Bein Shem's power and the Bein Shem's control and the Bein Shem's strength. And the Ashikor Chabaderech, you can cool off from it. You have all that excitement and all that enthusiasm, all that inspiration, and it disappears, it vanishes. You can change negatively too. Again, change. Klal Yisrael had the ksorim from Nasa Nishma, one kesa for Nasa, one for Nishma, and they lost it. Had it taken away from them. Chet Egel, we went down. It's possible to change. Next one is Ochais Shos Shem Kechel and Miriam. Change. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says Miriam's done a big avera. There's a tikkun, tsaras. Tsaras will sort it out. Don't think because Lashon Hara is such a serious crime, once you've got it, you've got it. Don't think it's an incurable disease. It's curable. Tsaras cures Lashon Hara. And the last one is Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei, the same thing. The person is immersed in Yemois HaChoyel. The day-to-day life. In Olam Hazeh, we're just possible time. We're living in Olam Hazeh. We've got a gzera, a klola, zesa pecha toicha lechem, you've got to be involved with money, involved with trying to earn a living, involved with day-to-day activities. One day a week, get out of it. Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei, you can change. You don't need to be like this the whole time. You can have one day in which you escape. That's a message of change. So if you look at the parasha at the beginning, you see the most surprising, maybe even shocking, statement about Soremenu. It says, Vayiyu chayi soro, the years of soro were 127. Me'a shon v'esim shon v'sheva shon v'shnei chayi soro. On that Chazal Darshan, shnei chayi soro, Rashi brings, kulon shovin l'toivu. So in the Natsiv, in HaMikdova, he goes to town on this. He says, what's the pshat in kulon shovin l'toivu? How could it possibly be this Kulon Shavu L'Toivu? Clearly she went through very difficult matzavim. But it says, although Avraham Avinu was so great, and it says Avraham Avinu was godel b'nevuah misora. Avraham Avinu's nevuah was greater than that of Sarah. Aval Baruch HaKodesh Haysa Sarah Mutzienes Yoisim Avraham Avinu. In Ruach HaKodesh, Sarah had even more than Avraham Avinu. Do you know why? Shnei Tamim. One is Avraham B'tzidkoi Hoymanik Ha'oilom Madricham L'Avedis Hashem, as it says in Sila Kimata B'Seicheinu. Umi She'iskoi Im Hamoin Rabo, Eino Yochel is Boidir Kolkach. Mash Einkin Sora Hoysa Yesheves Ba'olo B'Gdush L'Taro. Says the first reason is contact with human beings. Inevitably, if you've got contact with other people, you're affected by your surroundings, you're affected by the environment that you're in. Avraham Avinu's avoda involved contact. He had to have contact with people, he had to be involved. Nasila kimata b'seichenu. Sora wasn't like that at all. Sora was hinei ba'ol. So she was Yeshebes Ba'ola Bigdusha V'Torah, and she reached Madrega Ruach HaKodesh much higher than that of Avraham. And Sheni says the second reason is the Ein Ruach HaKodesh Chal El Metech Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Unbelievable. Ruach HaKodesh you can only get from Simcha. V'sora zet sitkosa lahafli shoyse be'munosa b'bitochen chozak mo'id na'ale. Because it says in the Medrash Rabbah, Sora l'Avraham Avinu Es b'avtocha, at b'avtocha, v'ani b'emunah. Sora said to Avraham Avinu, at b'avtocha, you have avtocha, Avraham's v'ani b'emunah. And says, somebody who comes with this koyach avtocha, says, ein avtocha letzadikim o'il mazeh. Tzadikim don't have it. But Sora had such emunah, without avtocha, without being promised anything. And therefore, al kein lo nis'atz for b'chol yimei chayel bo yisr shkur b'ruch ha-kodesh. So that's why Sora Imenu never ever had a sad day. She never had a sad day in her life. Kol anshov l'toivo. She had difficult days. She had problematic days. She never had a sad day. Lo nis'atz for. Never. The whole of her life. And that was because her unbelievable level of emunah, even greater than Avraham Avinu, because hers was Bli Havtoch. So we've got Psukim, it says Sor V'Yogin Emso, Shem Hashem Ekro, Kais Shos Esom, Shem Hashem Ekro, big Madregas of people who in good and bad times always have the Shem Hashem Ekro. If she was on such a high level, why did she die at the Basura of the Akedah? Why did the Bsur of the Akedah cause her to die? Shock. She had a shock. She's coped with lots of shocks. She's had lots and lots of shocks. She had a very pleasant shock when she found out she's going to have a child. And that didn't kill her. It was an unpleasant shock. Sorry?
It
didn't happen. She wanted it to happen. It didn't happen. Yeah. As some say such pshat. So I want to share with you two ideas. One, I saw Reb Shlomo Volber's got a beer. Reb Shlomo Volber says a very, very interesting pshat. He says, it's like Maimed Har Sinai. In Maimed Har Sinai, it says, Klal Yisrael all died. Why did they die? Because the guf was mitzamtzim, the hasog of the neshama. The neshamas couldn't be mekabel ashra ruchnis because it was so strong, and that's why the neshama, because it found the guf to be a steer, it couldn't cope, it was remaining inside the guf. Because its hasoga, its greatness, the level of understanding and appreciation and connection with the Rebbeinu Shem was so amazingly strong, was so intense and powerful, it wasn't shaykh to stay inside the guf. He says that's the same as Sora. Sora Imenu, when she had the basur of the Akedah, she imagined the maimed of the Akedah, the ruchnius of the Akedah, and her neshama couldn't be soivel it. Her neshama couldn't be soivel it to be masik the maimed and have the tzimtzum of the guf. That's what, that was the problem. She was masig the Maim, she grasped, she understood how great and how phenomenal it was that her son has managed to do, to reach this level. And in that matzav, it's not shaykh, it's impossible. Impossible to stay inside the guf. That's why she was nifta. I thought maybe this, we can suggest a different mahalach. Different mahalach of why Sora died when she heard about that akedah. And with that, maybe we can then be masbir why the mice of Eliezer finding a wife for Yitzchok follows on from that. Sora Imenu had to have a child called Yitzchok. Yitzchok was entirely not like his father. It was given an analogy, you know, apples, an apple tree produces apples, an orange tree produces oranges. So Minastam, we're going to discuss this at length, Minastam, a child's like his father. Normally. In Teva. Not necessarily how he behaves or how he looks or what he does, but in Teva, he's got Teva. You're Yarshan Teva. Rabbi Yaakov Minetsky, Zechzad Aruch, used to tell people when they asked him advice for Shiduchim, he used to say, well, the two things to focus on, because they're inherited. One is Midas, and the other is health. They go down the generations. He said, you know, you've got to be concerned about those two things. Those things pass down, Midas and health. How did Avram and Sora have a child called Yitzchok? Someone asked me a question last week, and never thought of the question before, and I saw Hashem Shmuel asks it, and maybe it's an Adam Farshim as well. Why did Sora Imenu need to know that Yitzchok would be born? Why did she need to be given advance notice? When Rachel Imenu had a child, she didn't know she was going to have a child. She wasn't told. Rivka wasn't told you're going to have children. That was the first she knew. But what's the pshat over here that Malach comes along, and Malach is sent to the house of Avraham Avinu, one rap is a chayla, one to tell the Sora that she's going to have a child, and one to be Mahabachasto. So I thought maybe the following approach would explain it. When Sora heard she's going to have a child, what was her response? Laughter. She laughed. Well, what does it mean she laughed? The Pasuk says, I pull him Hashem Dova, Kadosh Baruch Hu not do everything, Kadosh Baruch Hu do everything. And we've just learnt now, in that Netziv at the very beginning of Chaya Sora, of the level of the emunah of Sora Imenu. That was so unbelievably great. She never had a day which was sad, even though she had so many difficult days. Because she had so much trust in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so much belief. So she had so much belief and so much trust, how did she laugh? How could there be any mashu of disbelief? And the answer may be, the disbelief is from Yira. What is Midas HaYira? Midas HaYira causes a person to have self-doubt. To question, am I roi lekach? Do I deserve it? Sora Imenu doubted that she deserves this tremendous miracle. She doubted it. Am I roi lekach? Such a chesed of the Baruch Hashem, he's going to do this? 90 years old? And not just that, she knew she was an akora. It says, Ein lovlo, she had no rechem. It was completely miraculous. The whole matzah was a miracle. Nothing shaykh at all. Not shaykh at all for her to have a child. That response of, do I deserve it? That tzchoik, that made Yitzchok Yitzchok. That gave Midas HaYira. It was necessary for Yitzchok to have Midas HaYira to be the counterbalance to Avraham Avinu's Midas HaChesed. So for that to happen, there had to be a basura. And that also explains why was it that when Malachim need to come to Beis Shel Avraham to be Mavasa and to be Mrapa Sachayla, why is it then necessary to also send the Malach to Avraham's house who's going to destroy Sodom? It's nothing to do with it. And here the Torah says, yes, it has to do with it. Why? Because while Avraham Avinu is in this world, and his avodah is the paramount avodah of the world, midas hachesed, there's a counterbalance of stoim. To see the opposite of kindness, to see the cruelty, the wickedness of people who legislate that you're not allowed to have any visitors. People who are so, so cruel, who are so unbelievably selfish and self-centered. It's necessary to have that while Avraham is there. When Yitzchok comes in and you have Midas Hayira, there's Pachad Yitzchok, there can't be a stoim. So the Malach who comes, Levase Sora, that she's going to have a Yitzchok, is accompanied by a Malach who says there's going to be Afnicha Stoim, because Hobo Atalia. Because the destruction of Stoim is because Yitzchok is about to be born. The two things are interdependent. So now when we think, why did Sora die when she heard about Akedas Yitzchok? Why does the Basura of Akedas Yitzchok cause the death of Sora Imenu? The answer may be because Yitzchok's Akedah was the pinnacle of his Midas Hayira, was the ultimate Hasog of Midas Hayira. So in that Matzav of Midas Hayira, in the Bria, there can't be a Sora there as well. Because Sora's Midas, also Midas Hayira, then that's what she's got. That's what she's received from that Basura. And that's what was needed for her to have a child called Yitzchok, despite the child having a father whose chesed Avraham was the epitome of kindness. And that explains something else to us. That explains something about this balance. So it wasn't that Sora Imenu was suffered from the Akedah. It's that the Bria can't have these two powers of Yira in the world at the same time. So as soon as the power of Yira, of Yitzchok, has come, there can't be that, which is the Akedah Yitzchok, there can no longer be the Sora. Sora has to already leave the world. So she, but it's Kurun Shabbat Natova, and it's not because of any chet that she died, it's not because of anything that she did wrong, it's not because of any mistake, no, nothing to do with that. It's just because there's been Akedah Yitzchok. And Akedah Yitzchok has brought that power of his Gabrus, into the Bria. And that's why, straight afterwards, there's a shlichus, find a wife for Yitzchok. Why can't Yitzchok find a wife himself? Why do you need to have the Shadchan? Why do you need Eliezer? Why does Eliezer have to do the whole story? Can't Yitzchok be involved in it? He's not a little boy. He's an adult. He's grown up. He can see the things himself. The Teretz may be, it says, as this is all as Fasemis says, that because Eliezer is the Talmud of Avraham Avinu, so Eliezer is going to be Meshadach Yitzchok with somebody with the Milas of Avraham Avinu, with the Midas HaChesed. And that's what he was looking for when he says that you should do Chesed im Adoni. You should do Chesed im Adoni means, Eliezer understood very well the middah of Yitzchok, which is Midas Hayira, needs a wife, needs a balance. Without the extreme of chesed which Rivka Imenu showed, we would have an imbalance over here. So that's why Eliezer is sent and not Yitzchok. Eliezer has to be the one to find a wife, because Eliezer is going to find the wife who's the opposite of Yitzchok Avinu, who's going to have Midas HaChesed. That's how the Sasemis explains that Nakuda of the Shlichus. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rotzeh L'matei K'tzas Gvuroi Shel Yitzchok Avinu V'lechein Tziveiv Liyois Rivka Ishtoi Shel Yitzchok. And he says that since Eliezer understood that, that's why he davened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mazmin Abalas HaChesed. We understand that everything is always with a balance of Midas Hayira on the one side and the other mid on the other side. Let's see where we can discover a beer in this in Akedas Yitzchok itself, in the Hemshech of Akedas Yitzchok. Yitzchok Avinu was not sacrificed at Gav Mizbeach. He was not sacrificed. He was ready to be sacrificed, didn't happen. So what happened instead? Instead, there was Eloi Shel Avraham. So the Medrash says in the Yalkut Shemoini in Vayera Reb Chanina Medoisa Oima, Oisoi Ayel Shenivra Bein Hashmoshois Lo Yotzim Menu Dov Levatolo. Gidin Shel Ayel Eila Asar Nevolim Shel Kino Shei Dovid Menagin Bohen. Oiroi Shel Ayel Hoyeza B'mosnov Shel Eliyahu. Karnov Shel Ayel Smoilo Ishtokubay Bahar Sinai Vayikir HaShoifo. Karnov Shel Yumin Shu Godl Mismoyin Shu Osedet Koybel Osed Lovoy. Shneem Abohea Bayeim Ahu Yitokubay Shoifo Godl. Very, very interesting medrash. Medrash is saying over here that the Eloi Shel Yitzchak wasn't wasted. It's very good. I mean, the Green Party will be happy. There's no wastage. Everything's recycled. You know, this is used for this, and this is used for that, this is used for the other. Every part's used. That's not what it means at all. It's an aisle Shel Nivra Nashmosh. What's it mean, Nivra Nashmosh? It's such an old aisle. An aisle from thousands of years ago. That's the aisle which is used instead of Yitzchak. It means as follows. Akedas Yitzchak is really the Hakdoma to Pashas Chayesor. Because to understand who Yitzchak is, we have to see his greatness. We have to see the Hasoga of the Rabbeinu Shloim that Yitzchak had and no one else had. Which all is Nichlal in the Soin of Akedah. Nivra Bein Hashmoshes means, Rav Dessa says, something which is between the Teva of Olam Hazeh and the Lemalim Na Teva of Olam Abo. It's something, that's what these 10 things which are Nivra Bein Hashmoshes means, they are in this world and in some ways they're as if they're in the next world. In something the Losid Lovoi. What's the difference between now and then? The answer is, it's the difference between Gilui veHester. That our world is the world of Hester, and the future world is the world of Revelation, the world of Gilui. So when it says that the Gidin, that the sinews from that animal were used for the harp of David HaMelech, it means that all the understanding of Hashem that David HaMelech had, that he expressed in his Zmirois, in his songs, in his Tillim, are all some sort of bechina of Me'en Olam Abo. That's what it means. And when we say the oiroi, the skin is used for the belt of Eliyahu HaNavi, it means the power of Eliyahu HaNavi, his ezer, his belt, the belt is the power, the strength of the human being, that he was able to be Mekana Kinas Hashem, to be Mevat Lavoy Dezor from Klal Yisrael, that came from the Hasog of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu at that time had such a challenge and managed to overcome all his feelings, all his emotions, to do Rotzon Hashem. And when we say that the horns, one is used for Har Sinai, it means the Gilui of Matan Torah, the Klal Yisrael was zoicha to have such clarity, such an understanding, such connection with truth, was only possible because of the avoda of their ancestors, which they'd inherited. The avoda of Avraham Avinu b'shas Hakedas Yitzchak was so amazing that he managed to overcome all the barriers, or almost all the barriers of being a human being. Ad kedei kach, he's willing to be makriv his son of God Mizbeach. Not only is he willing to, but when he's disappointed in not being allowed to, he's told Artishlach Yodcha, he has to be told Atas Leimum. Don't do anything at all, because he really wants to. What he really wants to do is not just to show Hashem, I'm willing to do anything you ask me to do, but he wants to become the person who is willing to do anything. And you can only become through doing, which we have this said many, many times. Why is it ever necessary for Hashem to test anybody? Hashem knows the answer to the test. When your teacher gives you a test, the teacher doesn't know whether you're going to pass or whether you're going to fail. Hashem knows whether you're going to pass or you're going to fail, so the test is worthless. And the Ramban answers the question by saying, a test isn't to see if you'll pass or you'll fail. A test is there to become greater, to enable a human being to become greater. That by passing the test, you become a different person. And Avraham Avinu becomes a different person to Akedas Yitzchak. It's not that this is an indication of how committed he is to do Rotzon Hashem. It doesn't mean that. Because then Hashem doesn't need to find that out. Hashem knows. It means Avraham Avinu becomes Avraham Avinu through that. Yitzchok becomes Yitzchok Avinu through that. It's the Hasoga which comes through that. So the Losid Lovoi, the Maila, the Keren Yamin, the Yitoka B'Shoifa God, the Shoifa Mashiach, that bit La Yetzer is as a consequence of Akedas Yitzchok. So, what does that explain for us? Akedas Yitzchok represents his batlus. What is that his batlus? One of the horns is used for Har Sinai, for Kabbalah Satorah. What is Kabbalah Satorah? In Kabbalah Satorah we have two opposites. Mitzad Echod in Kabbalah Satorah, there's the greatness of Klal Yisrael, Na'aseh V'Nishma. Mitzad Sheni, there's the weakness. We had to be forced. Kof aleinu sarki gigis. Vayisiyatzu v'sachlis horim. La'am v'shakof al kodesh baruch aleinu sarki gigis. V'omim t'kabel s'harim mutavim la'av shom teik v'raschem. It's the kafir. It's the having to. So that's Avav Yira. So the Yira of the Kof aleinu is also part of Har Sinai. So that's part of the Eloi Shel Yitzchok, the shofar which is blown at Har Sinai. And this helps us understand Beis Hamikdash too. We know Beis Hamikdash is on the place where Akedas Yitzchok happened. Why? And the answer may be, we see in the Beis Hamikdash that you can't move. In the Beis Hamikdash, there's no room for leeway, even machshava, pigul. I have a wrong machshava, chutz zman, chutz mkoyma, already there's problems. Why? Because it's Yiro, it's Yitzchok. There's no vitur. Person steals. What punishment does he get for stealing? He doesn't get a punishment. He just has to give back the object. It's already menatik the love. Or he has to be careful. But what about in Beis Hamikdash? Me'ila is chayv koris. It's so much more serious. So what happens in the Beis Hamikdash? The avodah is done al yei koyanim. Why? Who do you ask to bench? Kohen. Why the Kiddushtoi? It's not just because of Kiddushtoi. There's another reason you ask the Kohen to bench besides the Kiddushtoi. He's got an Ayin Tova. A Kohen's got an Ayin Tova. A Kohen's got generosity in his heart. A Kohen's got tremendous Avo. He makes a Brocha. Asher Shonim Gishos Shel Ara in Sivon Levorach Zam Yisrael Be'Avo. Other people can't say that. Only a Kohen can say that, the Be'Avo. We never find such a nusach anywhere in a brocha, a ba'avo, because the kohenim have got that. Because in the Beis Hamikdash, you need to have the counteract, the counterpart. On the one side, you've got the Yitzchok, you've got the Akedas Yitzchok. With Sadshen, you've got to have the kohenim being avoida, because the kohen's got ayin tova. The kohen's got generosity. The kohen's got the middah of the Baruch Zalmi Yisroch ba'avo. So Eliezer Eved Avrom, he's Nischanach Mitzaches with his Rebbe. What happens to him as a result of this Shlichus? He's Yotzo Michlal Oro of Nichlas Michlal Boruch. Now you might say to himself, I wish this had happened before. Then I would take me the Mechutin of Avrom. If he's Yotzo Michlal, but he's Yotzo. Why is he Yotzo Michlal Oro of Nichlal Boruch? So Vasemis says a phenomenal vote. It's because he was mispoer, because he boasted. What was the boast of Eliezer Eved Avrom? Eved Avrom Onoichi. I'm an Eved of Avrom Avinu. If a Yid says, he says there, if a Yid says, I'm an Eved Hashem, that means not just you are an Eved Hashem, you're an Eved Hashem anyway, because you're an Eved whether you like it or not. But the fact the person is mispoer bekach, the person is boasting about it, he's proud of it. And what he boasts about is, I'm an Eved of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that puts him into a totally different matzav. What caused Eliezer to be cursed? He's from Canaan. And what was wrong with Canaan? What was the Nekud in Canaan? Canaan's from Chom. What's the wrong with Chom? Chom is Midas HaKina. Where does Kina come from? Kina always comes from a lack of Emunah. All kinna, deep down, jealousy, which is an almost universal problem, it's a lack of emunah. Because if you're a real mom and you say everybody's got what he's meant to have, and whatever you haven't got is, for some reason or other, you're not meant to have it. We don't understand why. But the mammon is a mammon. So when Eliezer Eved Avrom says, Eved Avrom Onoichi. I'm an Eved Avrom. This is his pilus. I'm Avrom Avinu's Eved. It means the values of Avrom Avinu are the values which I'm proud of. I'm Eved Avrom. And what was said about Avrom, the Kiyadati of the Manashi, Sabbath, Bonus, Beisa Achav, which we said before, what you want for your children is the real you. The values you want your children to have are the real values that you possess. Not necessarily what you say, not necessarily even what you do, but it's what you feel deep inside your heart. It's what you want for your children. So if you've got this Kiyadati of the Manashi, Sabbath, Bonus, Beisa Achav, and that's the Chibah, that's the Av that Rabbi Nishim has for Knesset Yisrael, because of this desire for the children to follow in the same path, that's why Eliezer Eved Avrom transforms his matzah. We started off by saying, can the black man change his skin to become white? Is it possible? Interesting, I met a plumber here in Manchester, a goy. And this guy was, unfortunately, he was married to a Jewish woman, and so his children are Jewish. So he told me that they belong to a reform place, and he says they fast on Yom Kippur. And he told me, he says, every year from the time his son was bar mitzvah onwards, he said he's a goy, but he said he fast on Yom Kippur as well. So I said, what do you mean we fast on Yom Kippur? So he says, chinuch. He says, chinuch. He says, like, what sort of education is that? He didn't use the word, he doesn't know Hebrew at all. But he says, well, what sort of education is it? What sort of example is it? It's a bad example. And then he said, you know, I really respect Judaism, and I even thought of converting. But he says, but you know, if I convert with my wife, a reform conversion, he says it's like a black man painting his skin white. It's not the real thing. As he told me, he says, like a black man painting his skin white. He's still a black man. He's just got his painted skin white. He says, you know, what's real is real. What's not real is not real. The kiyadati l'man she'tzavis bon se'sachar is what's really real in the person. What's real is what you want for the children. So when Eliezer says, and the spiders of a person is the real thing. And that's, I think, the message to take out the shir is this thing of the capacity to change, that everyone can change, and a person should never ever give up. Avraham Avinu is told you should know Sodom is going to be destroyed, so that through that your children will pick up this value, the value of what you're doing now, which is begging and begging and begging and begging and pleading and pleading and pleading and not giving up hope, not saying Kvar Nigzar Gezeira. Like we saw with Chizkiyahu HaMelech, where he said, Kal Nevoschah would say, Kach Mekudban Beis Avi Abba, Afidu Cherev Chadim Lachz Al Svor Shalodom, Ayim Na'atzmin HaRachmin. The person always has to be hopeful. The person always has to fill his heart with hope. And that's this message of change. I think change is all about hope. Leaving Mitzrayim, the Shesh Schiras, leaving Mitzrayim is hope. We can get out the grip of the Yetzirah. Ma'am Tar Sinai is hope. Poska Zumosom. Amalek is also, because if it can go down, it can go up. And Egel is also, we went down, so if it can go down, we can go up. Mirim is a tikkun for Tzaras. And Shabbos, we can leave Olam Hazeh to go to Me'en Olam Abo. And that all lies in this Hasoga of... this phenomenal hasoga of Sorei Meinu, where Sorei Meinu is Vayu Chai Sorei Kulon Shavu Matoiva. Kulon Shavu Matoiva is because of this belief, this very, very strong belief, this strong connection with Boira Olam, so that even the things which appear very bad, maybe they are very bad at the moment, but they can change, they can get better. And that's why Sorei Meinu, Kol Yomel, he says, Kol Yomel, she didn't have one moment of atzvus, not one moment of sadness. I wanted to say another shtickle, but we were out of time. There's a Ayin Shama, just a marimokin for you. You should take a look at the Netziv, on where he says why Yitzchok is called Yitzchok. Tzchok osali lekim. It says choik bola oilam. Choik means panosa. The panosa is from Yitzchok. I'm telling you, mamish kitzanimrots. Maybe it's too quick, but something. It says in the Pasuk Yishayin and Aleph, Habitu, you should look at Avram, look at Sarah. What's the difference between Avram and Sarah? When Avram had children, he was like a tzur, like a rock. He was completely dried out, an old person which had no lachluchis, no moisture left at all. Where Sore Meinu, Sore wasn't like an old woman at all; she was like a young woman again. So that's Keboir. That's the Habitu al Avram and Sore. So he says Yitzchok is Makar Panosa. Yitzchok is Panosa. So what's Panosa? In Panosa, you have to understand there are always two parts. There's like the Avram parts. Rock can't produce anything. The Mahalach of Panosa is Schusim, Mitzvahs, Masim Tovim, Kol Kulei Derech Nes. Nissim. There's no reason why there should be any connection between what you do and what you receive. Why should Mitzvahs, Masim Tovim affect how much money you've got? No reason at all. Look at Parashat Shema. Vayim Shema Yatishim Mitzvayisai. Keep the mitzvahs good. Don't keep the mitzvahs bad. That's not teva. It's completely malam teva. That's Avraham. He says, but then there's sorrow as well. There's derech teva. The person has to make ishtadlus to in Panosa. That's why Yitzchok is teaching us the two mahalchim. Yitzchok comes from Avraham and from sorrow. From the first side is you get your Panosa according to how much you do, which is right. Rotz Hashem Yisborach. And the other part is the inyan of shtadlus, sorry, meinu. She didn't give birth to a child as an old woman. She gave birth as a very young woman. She had been an old woman before, but now she became young. And that's the tzchoik, choik bol oilom, that panosa comes to the world, that we learn from the habitu el avron del sor. Thank you.